Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to today's episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Today, our guest is Catherine from Being Yoked. Catherine is the marriage planner, or has the marriage planner workbook, and she talks to married people and people hoping to be married about healthy relationships. She's coming to the Early Accountability Podcast today to talk to us about her mission and what you can do to prepare yourself for a healthy and fulfilling relationship if you are not yet married. Catherine, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Hi, everybody.
Talk to us about Being Yoked. Where did you get you and your husband? How did the website start? How did the movement start? And what is your goal and mission?
So, of course, there's a backstory to it. When my husband and I were dating and we seriously started to consider marriage, I'll say he decided that we needed to take extra steps to make sure that we were compatible in our relationship enough that we could have a sustainable marriage. So what we did was we put five couples through an interview process and asked them how they handled all different situations in marriage, how, you know, they handled friends of the opposite sex, how they handled family members, finances, children, like everything that we could think of. And after we did that interview process, you know, we agreed that, yes, we can get engaged and be married. And I was very resistant to it at first, but looking back on it, it was the best thing that we could have done. It was an incredible investment for both of us because we spent 20 hours talking to other couples about the realities of marriage and what we should expect from marriage. And we realized that if other couples did that before they got engaged and got married and really took the time to invest in their relationships, that they could lay the foundations for healthy marriages. So that's where Yoked came from. It was a trial and error process for us and helped us to really be able to walk into marriage with our eyes wide open. And that's the mission that we hope to share with other people.
So what kind of work do you all continue to do with couples or people who are still single?
My husband is actually a pre-licensed mental health counselor. He graduated in December, so he's working on his licensure. He actually counsels couples and individuals for marriage, premarital, all of that stuff. We have recently started speaking to local congregations about marriage issues, marital health. I'm actually a certified pastoral care counselor, which means I have a certification in what he has his degree in so that we can work together as a partnership to do relationship counseling and marriage counseling. The work that I do with Yoked is specifically geared towards women. So helping women to understand their role in marriage and how to get ready to be able to execute that role in marriage.
So if someone is, let's say, seriously dating or engaged, what are some things they should be doing as far as like early accountability or really preparing themselves for a healthy marriage? What are some things they should be talking about or discussing or goals they should have with their partner to help them like reach a healthy relationship?
I think the biggest thing that women should do, and men too, but specifically women, is to really get deep down and investigate and learn your partner and learn yourself. From my personal history, there were a lot of relationships that I was in where I saw the big red flags and things that I knew were deal breakers for me. But because I had this promise of a relationship and the potential for marriage, I put up with a lot of things that I shouldn't have put up with. There were a lot of things that I saw, which I knew were going to be unhealthy characteristics in a partner, that I ignored for the sake of, well, maybe this can work out. This person has, you know, a lot of potential. I just want to see where it goes, where I should have been running for the hills. And I think that women really need to take the time to figure out who they're actually dating. It goes beyond just having a conversation with the person, because people can tell you anything. One thing that we love to do with, you know, helping couples to kind of get to know each other better is when you put yourself in a situation or put them in a situation and see how they actually react. And one of the fun ways that we've done that, we have escape rooms here in Memphis, and going into an escape room to see how another person operates under pressure, how they do when they're in a time crunch, will give you a lot of clues about who they really are as an individual versus just hearing the things that come out of their mouth. So a lot of what we do at Yoked is share different ways that couples can spend time together doing different activities that will actually help you to see who a person really is and the potential for who they have to be.
Catherine, so what advice would you give to, especially you really give a lot of tips and pointers and guidance and coaching to women, what could a woman do who is single and not currently dating or not at the place where they have any prospects?
The best thing that she can do is work on herself. Mm-hmm. When I met my husband, just, you know, meeting him as a friend for the first time, I knew that I had a lot of baggage that I had been carrying from relationship to relationship. And when I met him, I had an epiphany that I was not the woman that he deserved. And even if I wasn't in a relationship, I wasn't the woman that I deserved. So the next step that I took was to go to seek professional counseling to deal with all of the issues that I had accumulated over the years because of, you know, the different toxic relationships that I had been
right.
in. And taking the time to really get to know me and figure out who I was, what my purpose in life was, and who I wanted to be went a really long way into help prepare me for a relationship that was preparing me for marriage. Because if I had gone into this particular relationship with the issues that I had before, I don't think it would have worked out because I just had so many different things that I was dealing with that I had never addressed. So for a woman who is not in a relationship, the best thing you can possibly do is to date yourself, learn what it's like to do things on your own, realize how empowering you are as a woman and as an individual so that you don't lose yourself when you get involved with a man.
How will one know if they are ready to move forward and start dating? How would you know if you've moved past the baggage, if you've healed at a place and a point when you are ready to start being pursued?
I think that when you get to the point where you realize that if you're not dating someone, you'll still be okay, that you're ready for a relationship. Like I said, when I met my husband, I realized that even if the relationship didn't work out with him, that I needed to be a healthier person for myself. Mm-hmm. And when you are in a place where you realize that if you are not dating someone, that you're still who you are in your singleness, I think that's when you're ready to date another person. Because it's very easy to date a person and get completely lost in who they want you to be and to lose your identity. If you're in a place where you're still going to hold on to your identity when you're with somebody else, then you're ready to date.
Okay, that's really good. What is to you, or how would you say to others, what does really mean to be yoked? How would you know? How do you know if you're with the one? How do you know if this is a good match?
As my husband put it, it's more reason than emotion. I'm an emotional person. I'm just, you know, butterflies and flowers, and this is amazing. And he's more reasoning where it's like, okay, does this work tangibly? You know, what are the logistics? You know, we just have different minds that way. I think when you realize that you go into a marriage that it's going to take work and that you're in a place where you're willing and able to put in the work, then you know you're with the one.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things, you know, emotions will ebb and flow. I love my husband with every fiber of my being, but there's some days where I'm like, I don't like you.
Right.
That's the reality of marriage, is that you're not always going to have the butterflies and kisses and, you know, the whole emotional euphoria. And when those moments happen that you don't have the warm, fuzzy feelings, you still have to be there. You still have to put in the work. You still have to be committed to making that relationship sustainable. And when you're with someone that you have those realizations with, then you can have a functioning marriage. But the premise of being yoked is that it is a continual process. It goes beyond the marriage, the wedding day. So you don't get married and say, okay, that's it. You know, we're here, we've made it. Once you walk down the aisle, that's just the beginning of the work that you have to put into it. So it's a constant state of making a marriage work.
What kind of flags should people look out for as a sign that this is just not a good fit or this isn't going to work?
You know, there are obvious signs. People who are like serial cheaters, people who are mentally, you know, emotionally, physically abusive, you know, looking at the way that they treat other people. Those are, you know, the biggest red flags. But I think the subtle things that people kind of overlook or miss are things when the person makes you feel a certain way that not necessarily unhappy, but they make you feel bad about yourself. They're uncompromising. They're very headstrong, but in a negative way. Mm. Are things that, you know, people will overlook because they feel like, well, this is just how they are. It's fine. They treat other people that way. They're not going to treat me that way. When that's not true, they're showing you their true character. And to overlook that or to try to push it to the side because it's not that big a deal, I think is where we find ourselves in the most amount of trouble, is because we've looked over some things that when we've seen them, we don't think it's a big deal.
How can the audience learn more about being yoked? Like, what services do you have that you all have offered? You all have the marriage planner. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So we do have the marriage planner. It's a digital download. And what the marriage planner is, it walks couples through different questions that they should ask each other and ask other couples on how they deal with those relationships or how they deal with marriage and how they handle different situations in marriage. The point of the marriage planner is to have conversations to see if the person that you're with is on the same page. If they're not on the same page, is it an area in which you can compromise to get on the same page? Or are the things that are important to you unimportant to them? And is that a deal breaker? So it just opens up raw, honest conversations that people need to have before they go into marriage.
Okay, great. And it looks great. I'm going to get it. I can't wait to dig in. And I think even if people are already married or not dating, I think they could still definitely probably benefit from it. And if not,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah, share the information.
So, and the biggest thing to understand about that is that a lot of times people will get married hoping that the other person doesn't change. Mm. When in reality, we should all be changing and growing for the better. You know, when they change for the worse, that's a problem. But you should always be growing and changing. And it's really helpful to go back, you know, even if you're married and want to get the marriage planner, to go back and see, have your views changed since your wedding day? Where are we now? Are we still walking the same path together? That's really important for maintaining a healthy marriage as well.
Catherine, you are definitely a woman of faith. So
Thank you.
Want to hear, what is your daily mantra? Or what are, if you have a few, you can share a few. What are some of the words you live by?
Well, one thing I have on my wrist, I have two different tattoos. On my left wrist, I have one called the Kintsu Koroi, which is the Japanese art of golden joinery. So in Japanese culture, if they have a clay pot that is broken, instead of throwing it away, they'll repair it with gold so that it is now more valuable, having been broken and put back together.
Hmm.
And that's something that I live by every day because I have had many situations in my life that could have broken me. I've had, you know, many trials, many mistakes that could have destroyed me if I let them. But my faith in Christ and my relationship with him has put me back together and made me more valuable in his eyes. And on my right wrist, I have an infinity sign with the word hope in it, which is a reminder to me every day to always keep hope in God and to never lose my faith.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Catherine of Being Yoked. Love, love, love the website. People definitely need to check it out. And what are you all on social media? Is it the same handle?
Yes. So on Facebook and Instagram, we are Be Yoked, okay. BeYoked. Uh-huh. And on Twitter, we are Being Yoked.
Okay. With E-I-N-G?
Yes.
Okay. So Be Yoked on Facebook, Instagram, Being Yoked on Twitter. Okay. And make sure you guys
get it. And the website is The website is beingyoked.com.
Okay. Catherine of beingyoked.com. Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for being on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you, Kimmy. It was wonderful talking to you.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.